We come this morning to the 16th chapter of the book of Judges as we've been reading through this Old Testament book a little bit at a time. In the 16th chapter, we see combined in a long chapter, Samson's fall. He's been stumbling, we've seen that, but now we see his fall, his captivity, and ultimately his death. And here at the end of the 20 years of his rule as a judge over Israel, we see that he has become a man totally controlled by sexual lust and desire, so much so that he finally yields the secrets of his strength that result in his own humiliation and death. We saw in the previous two chapters, 14 and 15, the Spirit of Yahweh had empowered Samson three times when he was in great need. But now there's no mention of the Spirit in all of chapter 16. We saw Samson dependent on God to provide him even with water at the end of one battle. But in this chapter, we find Samson desperately in need of God's protection and wisdom, but relying instead on his own wit, his own strength, and finding himself ultimately deserted by God. One writer says this chapter is eloquent in its silence about the Spirit of Yahweh. Well, briefly, Samson resorts to a prostitute in Gaza. He escapes being killed by slipping out during the night, and he doesn't go out by a back door. He goes out by the main gate. In fact, he takes the main gate with him as he leaves. He carries it. Now, you miss this, and if you don't know your geography, but he's in Gaza, and he carries the gate to Hebron, 40 miles. Samson was a strong man. No doubt the journey took some time, but why does he carry it so far? Well, he places it, it's suggested, in the middle of the land of Judah so that Israel would have a tangible reminder of Samson's victory over the Philistines. It's a monument of sorts. He puts it on a hill, and I don't know how many men it would have taken to put it back in Gaza, but probably they never did. 20 years, we're told, last time that Samson ruled over Israel, and we don't really know where this falls in the calendar of events or the timeline, but it seems that it is at the end, again, of his 20 years, because Delilah now appears, and she is his downfall. Bribed by the Philistines to seduce Samson, she presses him hard, we read in verse 16. Tell me the secret of your strength. And then when he finally does, Samson gets the most expensive haircut in all of history. Worse yet, the section ends, but he did not know that the Lord had left him. Israel needs to know this story, and so do you and I. Richly gifted by God, Samson is distracted by other loves. The love of the world, the love of the flesh. He presumes that God will, well, always be there, always bail him out. Watch out. When we desert our first love, as John writes in the book of Revelation, we too may find ourselves deserted by God. I'm going to read the first 20 verses of this 16th chapter. Hear now the word of the Lord. Samson went to Gaza, and there he saw a prostitute, and he went into her. The Gazites were told, Samson has come here. And they surrounded the place and set an ambush for him all night at the gate of the city. They kept quiet all night, saying, let us wait till the light of morning. Then we will kill him. But Samson lay till midnight, and at midnight he arose and took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and pulled them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that is in front of Hebron. After this, he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, seduce him and see where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to humble him. And we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies and how you might be bound so that no one could subdue you." She's not very subtle, is she? Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she bound him with them. And she had men lying in ambush in an inner chamber. And she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the bowstrings as a thread of flax snaps when it touches the fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Please tell me how you might be bound." And he said to her, "If they bind me with new ropes that have not been used, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And the men lying in ambush were in an inner chamber, but he snapped the ropes off his arms like a thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me how you might be bound." And he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web and fasten it tight with the pin, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." So while he slept, Delilah took the 7 locks of his head and wove them into the web, and she made them tight with the pin and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he awoke from his sleep and pulled away the pin, the loom, and the web. And she said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times, and you have not told me where your great strength lies." And when she pressed him hard with her words day after day and urged him, his soul was vexed to death. And he told her all his heart and said to her, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up again, for he has told me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She made him sleep on her knees, and she called a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Sobering statement regarding one of God's chosen.